It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. We're continuing our series of conversations with Democrats running for president ahead of the Iowa caucuses. Today, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer. He founded NextGen America, which focuses on progressive issues including climate and mobilizing young voters. He put millions of his own fortune into his campaign, running ads in places like Iowa, and he made it onto the debate stage earlier this month in Des Moines. I spoke with Steyer earlier this week in Council Bluffs before he spoke at an event, and I started by asking him what he says to the critics who say he's just buying his way onto that debate stage.
Say, look, the only thing that people respond to is actually a message. And, you know, I think I'm saying, I just told you, I'm doing this completely different, saying different things from every single other person, and I've spent 10 years basically putting together coalitions of ordinary citizens to take on corporations. So my message is completely different. My background is completely different. And if you go and look at my history, you know this, that in fact, when I've seen a problem in America over the last decade plus, I've gone after it as hard as I can in terms of time and energy and money. And if you look at the Need to Impeach movement, there was something really wrong. The most corrupt president in American history. So I tried to organize people to get a voice for the American people to point out we need to protect the country. That's why I'm running for president. If that's the worst thing you ever can say, that I saw a huge problem in the United States of America and tried to solve it with everything I had, including money, okay.
Should Citizens United be overturned?
Absolutely. Look, Citizens United basically says that corporations are people. We all know corporations aren't people. You know, there's an old joke about it. I'll believe a corporation is a person when Texas puts one to death. No, corporations aren't people, and so to treat them as having the same rights as American citizens is ridiculous. It's a huge mistake, and the Supreme Court has a history of making gigantic mistakes that go on with incredible bad results for long periods of time. If you go back through American history, there's a book that actually chronicles this. They were right there making mistake after mistake after mistake, through all slavery and right up. They've made some disastrous decisions. And honestly, Citizens United is a disastrous mistake.
You've said, I think it's $100 million is how much you're set to spend on your own campaign. Why not spend that on down ballot races, Senate congressional races? Why focus on your campaign?
Well, Clay, as you know, I started one of the biggest grassroots organizations in the United States, NextGen America. I think we're on 19 campuses in Iowa, and we've been here for 7 or 8 years. I've built this up. We've also, together with our partners in the labor movement, NextGen has knocked on 25 million doors in the last two election cycles. So actually, I am doing all that. All the things that people say I should be doing, I've been doing for years. So I don't really get the point. Of course I'm going to do that because I'm all in to make the changes that have to happen in this society.
You had said you would not, as president, hesitate to use emergency powers of the presidency to protect American public from the climate crisis, just as you would use those powers to protect the country from a hostile military invasion. What does that mean?
It means I'd declare a state of emergency on day one, because it is a state of emergency, and I would use the emergency powers of the presidency to do things like to put in place a program during which we'd move to clean energy, to put in place a program during which we'd get buildings that were much more energy efficient, to put in place a program where we'd change the kind of cars we produced over time. We have to get going. You know, there are two different time schedules going on, Clay. One is dictated by Mother Nature. She's not taking, you know, as I like to say, we can't go in and ask for an extension on the paper. In fact, we have to deliver the paper the day it's due. It's physics. And then there's the political time schedule, and the two are not matching up. And what I'm trying to do is make the two match up, to actually have us respond to a crisis in the time when we have to respond to it. But I've also been working on this for long enough to know we can do it, we have the technology to do it, and we can do it in a way that makes us richer and healthier. So let's get on with it. There's no one else who's making this their number one priority. And if it's not your number one priority, I don't believe it's going to get done.
We're in southwest Iowa right now. As you know, some pretty devastating flooding happened here in 2019. Does a climate plan of yours mean that farmland in this part of the state of Iowa would be taken out of production if it's constantly being flooded and you know, costs are going to that when they could be going somewhere else from the federal government?
No. In fact, my rural plan and my climate plan include the important idea that the federal government is going to go to farmers, specifically in Iowa, but across the country, and partner with them in figuring out how to sequester carbon. Those are fancy words. What we really mean is, how are we going to go and plant things that will take carbon out of the air and put it in the ground? Farmers know that better than anyone else. The Iowa farmers have been innovating for over 100 years and leading the world. But they're going to get paid for this. So in fact, this is going to be, I understand how tough the farm economy has been. Really tough. And I've been to Council Bluffs before, and I've gone and talked to people who got flooded out and talked about how many floods they've had. No, in fact, the goal, a big part of the solution to this will be working with farmers in rural America to figure out how to solve it together and then paying them for their service.
But how do you innovate on farmland if it's getting flooded out and farmers are activating and using crop insurance every couple of years?
Look, if you actually go back, and I'm sure you have, and talk about what happened in 2019, there's a huge element of climate to it, no question about it. There was also a lot of discussion about what went wrong in terms of the Army Corps. And so it wasn't as if it was something that was inevitable in terms of the result. What was true is we had a 100-year flood. What was also true is that we weren't prepared for it in the way we could have been and should have been. And I think everybody around Council Bluffs said the exact same thing to me. So from my standpoint, yeah, we're going to have to be prepared. We're going to have to protect Americans, but also we're going to have to work with Americans and pay them for coming up with the solutions that are going to solve this crisis for the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
That's billionaire businessman Tom Steyer speaking with me earlier this week while campaigning in Council Bluffs. For more conversations with presidential candidates ahead of the February 3rd Iowa caucuses, subscribe to IPR's Caucus Land wherever you find podcasts or online at iowapublicradio.org. It's Morning Edition on IPR. I'm Clay Masters.